Tell us about Professor Stephen Hawking visiting your roller derby team.
He wanted to come and find out what roller derby was. We didn't have to hear anything. He didn't have to say anything. You could see it in his face. He really appreciated that.
7 days in the life of BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Hereford has become the first place in the Midlands to host the Weeping Window artwork.
It's as if somebody has poured a sea of red out of that top window.
I think it's magnificent.
The whole city is buzzing.
It put Hereford a bit more on the map, I think.
John Colshaw, what did Brucey think of your impressions of him?
He'd often say, marvellous, well, as I give all the impersonators plenty to work with. Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Fantastic.
You're very kind, you can come again.
We thought there's only one way to pay tribute to Jim Bowen, and that's to have a game of arrows.
You can't beat a bit of bully.
Tony McDonald is on the hockey.
Sit down, darts, this.
I've just been told in my ear the prize we've got for you is a tin of garden peas and an orange.
Love Herefordshire. Love Worcestershire. BBC Hereford and Worcester.
50 Sports. 12 hours. Two counties. And he did it.
Paul, final one.
How do you feel?
Broken.
Elliot's Sports Day was well and truly epic.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At Hereford Leisure Centre, and I'm about to get on the trampoline. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here's one. Oh my God. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You can still donate. Just follow the link on our Facebook page.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we're at Bewdley Primary School. This is proper egg and spoon racing.
I'm second, but I'm being overtaken. Oh, she's dropped her egg. I'm second.
Well done, Elliot. And thank you.
Thank you very much to everybody who helped along the way. We've been here, there and everywhere. And we've raised lots of money for sport relief. So thank you very much.
BBC Hereford and Worcester. Saturday mornings with Dave Bradley.
Not a three-star Michelin chef.
Bradders on Saturday.
Not on the bench of the Six Nations.
Gum shield in.
Saturday mornings are the real home of Dave Bradley. Doing what he does best.
Snow isn't white. While snowflakes appear white as they fall to the sky, they in fact totally clear. So Snow White and the dwarfs. It'd be a bit of a shock to the dwarfs. Never mind Snow White.
So it's snow clear and the seven dwarfs.
Yes, absolutely clear and the seven dwarfs.
Saturday mornings
are reserved for Dave Bradley.
From 9 o'clock on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Weekday mornings on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
The conversation continues with Elliot Webb.
Ken Dodd.
We went to a club called the Arrow Valley Social Club in Redditch. He walked in, he said, right, close the doors, you're all in and you're not leaving till at least 2 o'clock in the morning, and he wasn't far off.
Elliot Webb in the morning.
Have you had a run-in with an animal?
One of these bears had evolved this trick of scooping out the entire rear window, and he tried it with our car. I felt quite safe because the wife was in the back seat and the bear would have got a
You're a bad man.
The conversation continues with Elliot Webb.
Monday to Friday from 9.
On BBC Hereford and Worcester.
On BBC Hereford and Worcester, the action keeps on coming. On Good Friday, playoff chasing Harriers travel to Boston United.
Dan Bradley makes it 4-0, and that is what you want to say.
And from 2 on Sport on Saturday, top of the table Hereford take on Royston Town.
Murray Williams' header hits the post. He's still there, and he's shot and scored.
The drama doesn't stop there. On Bank Holiday Monday, Harriers welcome Brackley Town.
We know what we need to do now. Every game's massive.
And Worcestershire host Herefordshire as Worcester City play Westfields and Redditch United take on the Bulls.
It's about getting our head down, focus on that running.
All the passion, all the drama of the beautiful game continues with BBC Hereford and Worcester.
It's nearly 60 years in the making, and now we've got steam trains back in Broadway.
You can't believe it. It's just wonderful.
Smiles on the faces of the people in the village as you come in is quite something, really.
7 days in the life of BBC Hereford and Worcester.
She's broken the record to become the fastest woman to row solo across the Atlantic. She's from Hereford. Kiko, congratulations.
I literally cannot walk properly. Like, my legs are so jelly and wobbly. The challenge is just incredible.
Duke Fakir of the Four Tops. Tell us about your days with the Motown label.
You're sitting there with Marvin Gaye and the Marvelettes and even the Vandellas. It was like the happiest place on earth.
Buzz is a poet from Rubri. How about a poem for us, Buzz?
Here we are on BBC Hereford and Worcester, coming in your ears like a wartime dam buster. You need to find out what the traffic is up to. Listen out for the marvellous Nina Dasgupta.
Oh, hey!
Love Herefordshire. Love Worcestershire. BBC Hereford and Worcester. Sunday mornings on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Malcolm Boyden from 9. God only knows why.
celebrate your special days. If you or your loved ones have a big day coming up, just let me know and I'll do the rest. Chas on the email. As one of your days of the week, could I request this coming Saturday? My brother-in-law, Andrew Wigmore, has a birthday. Happy birthday and Saturday, all yours. And we play massive tunes that feel just like Sunday morning.
Malcolm Boyden.
It's Sunday morning, that's what we do.
From 9.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.